SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. You already know that. You know who it is. Damn it. Sirius XM Channel 159. Shout out to our boy Gokester, who's just joined us. Chris Brady throwing it down in Washington. Degenerate Dean in the house. Degenerate Dean's a fan of Pat Foster. Says, Foster does good work. Tell Berman that his services are no longer needed. It's a cold audience here, man. You guys are cold. I guess. Me and Cam probably like I said, yeah, Berman. You know, Berman, I don't know. I don't know if he's in the transfer portal right now. I don't know if he's transferring to Tennessee or what Berman's doing. Hey, listen, Foster's Hofstra screwed me pretty good today, all right? So never mind him. Freaking Hofstra. Yeah, William and Mary. William and Mary, baby. We talked about them last night. They actually covered. Not only did they cover tonight, they closed as 16.5 point underdogs. Closed as 16.5 point underdogs. And they won the game outright. They beat the same Hofstra team to beat Arkansas last week. College basketball can be whacked. Very whacked. So tomorrow night's our last Sports Rage of the year. We're not on Friday night. Friday night's New Year's Eve. I will be on from 7 o'clock Eastern, though. 7 till midnight. 7 till midnight. Dave Sharapan, Steve Merrill's going to step up and in and others. We're going to be doing the Michigan game. We're going to be on live, so hopefully things go well on Friday night. Yet I'm more confident than a lot of other people are about this game. And I feel good. I feel very good about Michigan. I think not only are Michigan going to cover the number, they're going to win the game outright. I think Michigan are going to win the game outright. I think Alabama are going to win, but I think Cincinnati's going to cover. I think Cincinnati will be hanging around and type of stuff, and it'll be one of those deals where we're going to be like, wow, is this really going to happen? It's like, wow, are Cincinnati really going to go to the finals? And then it's going to be like, oh, no, Bama scores. It's going to be one of those, you know, Bama comes back and, like, punch him in the mouth late in the football game type deal. I believe Bano just said about taking Cincinnati in the first half. I don't have a problem with that either. But I think Cincinnati will come to play early, and it could get away from them as the game goes on. Alabama, the problem with Alabama is they just have more better players than you do. Yet, even then, all right, so even if you have a lot of good players, it's a challenge just matching up with them physically. But the real deal with Bama, it's their coach. It's the coaching staff. Look at their coaching staff, right? You know what I mean? So they got Nick Saban, Doug Marrone, Bill O'Brien. Like, they got all these NFL guys. And each position coach for Alabama is basically like a former NFL coach, essentially. Marshall Faulk told me that the schemes on Alabama defensively were more complicated than most teams in the NFL. We rolling like Cheech and Chong. Snoop Dogg, let's do this thing. It's level 3. I am Gabe Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Well, I've been waiting for that sort of clock to tick and go boom. And it's like, oh boy, here we go. The countdown's on. We're nearly getting there right now. Like I said, because once with me, I'm an excessive person, all right? I'm either hot or cold, all right? So I'm a diehard Michigan fan. And once I start thinking about the game for real, my heart's going to start beating. I'm going to start watching Bo Schembechler tapes all night and videos. And you know what I mean? I'm going to start tweeting about Michigan at 5 in the morning. And I'm going to get all fired up. So I've got to contain my excitement knowing, all right, it's coming. Don't worry, it's coming. We're going to get through tomorrow, actually. So I'm sort of compartmentalizing. I'm sort of, you know, saying, all right, just sort of store your intensity for this. store it, but we're betting it. Storing, we're betting. We already got a couple of plays in. I already got Michigan to win the championship at 50-1. All right, so I got Michigan to win the championship at 50-1. I played a teaser earlier in the week, a 10-point teaser. Just tried to build up some insurance for the game. In case Michigan lose, but I still win money type of deal. You know what I'm saying? The gambler in me. I'm like, all right, let's, because I have them at 50-1 if they win. So I already have like a big money line ticket here. So now I'm like, all right, how do I cover myself? So I've got a ticket in with Michigan at plus 17.5. I have another play in now with Michigan at plus 10. So I've got two separate plays that to close out parlays or teasers or whatever. So I've got Michigan plus 10 on one card. I got Michigan plus 17 on another one. Now I got to start stockpiling, and I want to stockpile more during the week. And then I just told myself, whatever, dude. I'll just put a big play down on Michigan. Plus this, I'll buy a half point, make it 8. And then I'm thinking, I want to get it on the money line, but I gotta contain myself here because I can get overly enthusiastic about these things sometimes. And especially I know I'm gonna be pulling the trigger on a lot of player props. Right? We're gonna pull it. I can't wait to see the player props for the Michigan and Georgia game because both the defenses are so good. So I don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to make the player props, like, low? Like, really? What, you're going to make Haskins, what, 43 rushing yards? I doubt it. I can't wait to see what they do. I can't wait to see how the game plays out as well. The Biggie Eric Cohen. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Renzi, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the Eric Cohens, and everybody else in between. Let's kick it old school style. TSN edges. Eric Cohen steps up and in. Of course, longtime Rageaholics. Know him as the Big E, as we used to throw it down on Sirius XM Channel 98. The Big E, Eric Cohen. What's up, Cohen? How you doing?
I've been smiling a lot since that beatdown at Foxborough last Sunday, Gabe. That was such a huge, massive win for the Buffalo Bills and really helped put me in a really, really good mood.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, it could have been catastrophic if they didn't win the game, though, huh?
Right.
Like it would have been. They would have been battling to get into the playoffs right now. We'd be ripping everybody. People would want to fire Brian Daboll. Josh Allen would be overrated.
Yeah.
And, like, how many people were waiting for him at the airport when they came back from Jacksonville after they screwed us all? So, you see? Like, the Bills fans were all back and, hey, we love you guys. It was all great again. But like you said, that was a big, like, sigh of relief. The Buffalo Bills needed that, not just for this year, but for every year. Like, they couldn't, you know what I mean? You can't pay Josh Allen all this money and then not win a division and lose it to Belichick and a rookie and Mac Jones that can't throw the ball further than 10 yards, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? So, massive win for the Bills.
Yeah, and you know what? So many guys stepped up, too, obviously with Davis and with Beasley, like what a job Isaiah McKenzie did stepping into that slot receiver role. So many great catches.
Let's Beasley know. We don't need you, bro. You got a big mouth, right? We slide somebody else in there. But as you stated, no Davis, no Beasley. They've been surviving without Trey White, but that still worries me, Cohen, moving forward, man.
I don't like being without him. You're right. Especially if in the playoffs, you're facing a team like the Chiefs. And obviously you could put Tre'Davious on Tyreek Hill or something like that. You know, the Patriots don't have that number one vaunted receiver that you need a shutdown guy on. And, you know, a lot of teams in the NFL don't have that, but there are certainly teams you'll have to play in the playoffs that do have that. So, yeah, the Chiefs is the one team that comes to mind that the Bills will definitely miss Tre'Davious White. I thought he played really well earlier this year against them when Buffalo beat them down at Arrowhead.
Man, the AFC is going to be a demolition derby, though, isn't it, in the playoffs, Cohen? There's really no avoiding anything. Because as it is now, look, the Bills are the 4 seed. But if the playoffs started this weekend, they'd be playing the Indianapolis Colts.
And
we saw last year, the Bills didn't play very well against the Colts. They were kind of lucky to win that game against Phillip Rivers. Then we saw this year, the Colts absolutely throttled the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. And the Colts are, they're red hot. Yeah, Carson Wentz is on the COVID list, but whatever. He's going to be fine by the playoffs. Yeah. So it's not like their team's going to be shorthanded. That's a dangerous matchup. So then I'm thinking, it's been bothering me all week, Cohen. Even right, I was happy they won. And right away, I was like, oh, great. To get the effing Colts. After all this, we're going to have to play the Colts. But then what are the alternatives? Let's say, all right, they get up to the 3 spot or something. All right, then you get the Patriots. I'd almost rather play the Patriots than the Colts in a playoff game.
The most likely scenario for them, Gabe, is to play New England. Right now, that's about a 50% chance of happening because it is expected that the Bills will move up because obviously...
Yeah, they're going to win their 2 games, right? And Cincinnati, and they're playing each other, right, in that division?
Yeah, Cincinnati's got to play the Chiefs this week, and then they finish off with the Browns and Cleveland. So it's very likely the Bills will be the 3 seed. The 2 seed would have been nice, but of course Tennessee beat us earlier so that we don't have that tiebreaker against them.
Hey, so, do you agree with me? I would rather play Mac Jones and the Patriots than Jonathan Taylor, Frank Reich, and Darius Leonard and the Colts, etc.
I would much rather play New England. I mean, Bill Belichick is Bill Belichick, but let's be honest. If it weren't for a windstorm and a bad game plan in Buffalo, the Bills should have swept New England this year, right? Mac Jones couldn't do anything in the game here through 3 passes. So, listen, I feel much more comfortable playing New England. Josh Allen's not afraid of their defense. We've seen him pick them apart twice, 2 games at Foxborough. Even the game here in Buffalo, he threw the ball pretty well. Just unfortunately, the wind caused some incompletions with a couple of those throws to Diggs, or the Bills would have won that game. So yeah, I'd much rather play New England. I don't think they're as talented as Indianapolis. Jonathan Taylor scares the you-know-what out of me for good reason. The guy's the best running back in football right now. So give me the Patriots.
And if you look, if it was the Patriots against the Bills, all right, let's say it's not great weather again. What are they going to do? They're going to run the ball 52 times again or whatever?
Right.
I don't think they can get away with that again. And if the weather isn't bad, then the Bills' offense is just better. Right? That's the thing. Listen, the Bills, you want home field, Cole. But the fact is, they're not a great home team, the Bills. They're okay. Yeah. They're better on the road. You notice they just seem to have more of a killer instinct. They play better football on the road, and they play better football in domes and in nicer weather.
It's a great point. You think of the Bills' worst games this year. They played terribly against Pittsburgh at home.
And even that week one, people were, it was pretty windy. Remember, there was it was kind of bad weather and it was windy. Terrible game. Colts game, they got thrown. The Colts were the one. You guys are a dome team. They're the ones that put up 41 on our ass.
Yeah. The one exception being we didn't play well in Jacksonville, but that's really that's the stinker we had on the road. Our other road games, we won at Arrowhead. We should have won at Tennessee, but Allen slipped at the end on the fourth down. So you're right. They played a lot better.
Look at the Thanksgiving games. They won in Dallas before. Yeah. They won in New Orleans this year.
Yeah.
Right? They went into Kansas City this year and beat them.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the pressure. I don't know, Cohen, you're a big hockey fan, too. Seems like a lot of hockey teams. You know, when they say that you play a good road game. You play smarter somehow on the road.
If you look at the whole body of work, Buffalo's played far superior this year on the road than they have at home. So there's no doubt. And your hockey analogy is right. When you're on the road, you're not thinking you got to impress anybody. You just go out there and play your game. It doesn't matter if it's ugly. Like, I don't care how the Bills win as long as they win, right? Like, and they like the role of villain, right? You saw Stephon Diggs caught the touchdown. He's yelling and swearing at those fans in the end zone after he catches the ball. Josh Allen was giving them all sorts.
They're passionate. Yeah, they're spirited. I like it. So let me ask you, the big year of Cohen, TSN, Edge with us. The Colts are a scary team. Looking at the odds right now. So the conference, AFC conference championship odds at FanDuel. Kansas City Chiefs plus 160. Buffalo Bills plus 400. I don't think the Bills are a terrible play. I wouldn't hedge it, but it seems like the Bills and the Chiefs are sort of on a collision course in the AFC conference championship game again. You have the Patriots at plus 750. I don't buy into the Pats. Titans are kind of dangerous, but, you know, you got the Colts at 8-1. The Bengals are 12-1. Are you buying into the Bengals hype here? Kind of right off the Chargers right now. These guys are just flaked still. Which one of these other teams have you been betting on or you think is dangerous? Like, the Bengals are pretty hot right now, but they get the Chiefs this week.
Yeah, that's the thing. That game against Kansas City is going to have a humongous impact, right? If Cincinnati wins that game, they clinch the division, it's over. They win the AFC North. If they don't win that game, all of a sudden, you know, the Cleveland Browns, if they can beat Pittsburgh Monday night, and then
they control their destiny. Yeah, that's crazy.
The Browns win the division. This is a huge game for the Bengals. And you know what? For whatever reason, they decided to run up the score on Baltimore and have Joe Burrow in shotgun with like a minute left, airing it out up by 20. Like, they seem to have a real hate on for some of those teams that I guess were kicking them around the last few years.
They've been beat up over the years, so it's payback.
But if you notice that, like, I mean, just watching the end of the Bengals game, I was in shock with what they were doing. Like, you know, it's like they're sitting there throwing the ball deep. Up by 20 with like 40 seconds left. I've never seen it. They weren't running Mixon at all.
You got to be careful doing that stuff, especially in a division, because it'll come back to you. Like, Harbaugh's not going to forget that down the road. And, you know, the defense will say, and forget about running the score up, Cohen. The next time they play, they're going to say, you know what? We're going to kill Joe Burrow.
Right.
This guy wants to throw and laugh at us, right? We're going to light him up, right? Don't poke the bear, right? It's already a violent league as it is.
I worried about if I was the Bengals, but it was weird because Harbaugh told Taylor after the game basically to F off, and he was not happy about it. And the Ravens have that reputation, right? Like what they did against Vic Fangio earlier this year. Yeah.
They've done stuff to get their own stats up and stuff, right. Records, and they've screwed around. Like, Harbaugh's got a more – hey, we're Harbaugh guys here, Cohen, but Harbaugh's got to shut up. John. I thought that was like, shut up, John. You run the score up on people all the time. You've been doing it for your entire career. All right? So, yeah, shut up. More with Cohen on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Night Anger Management Class. It's the Wicked Wednesday, kicking it old school, man. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We've had Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, and now the Big E, Eric Cohen, who's now a family man, though. Cohen's now a family man, no longer up to the shenanigans that he used to be up to in the good old days. But good for you, Cohen. Good for you. Me and Cam are still degenerates. We're still living the same life on a daily basis. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed at all. So except the numbers on SiriusXM, that's the only thing. You know, we go up and down the dial, baby. So speaking of numbers, we're getting here now, Cohen, so it's not crazy to start talking about futures and stuff. And I've been killing the NFL win totals. I love the new modern sports stuff, betting that they have regular season win totals through the year and stuff. I kept on, like, hammering teams. But now we're looking at the futures here, talking about the Bills plus 400 to win the conference. But if I had to ask you, Super Bowl matchup, who do you think plays in the Super Bowl right now?
What would Buffalo Dallas pay?
Ooh, Buffalo. You know what? FanDuel actually has head-to-head matchups up. Buffalo Bills versus Dallas Cowboys, 27-1.
That's worth it. I like that.
Somebody brought it up as a Cowboy fan the other day, and they were cocky about it. They said to me, I was on the air. They said, "Oh, I hope we get the Bills in the Super Bowl." I said, "What?" I said, you know, that was a long time ago, man. Well, we know what happened last time. It's like, yeah, you know what I mean? Bring it on. I want the Cowboys, too. You and I were getting cocky. I want the Patriots and the Cowboys. Screw these teams.
Well, yeah, last time I checked, 1993 was like a few years ago, right? I don't see Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin
exactly.
Anytime soon.
Jimmy Johnson's not there, right? So it's Mike McCarthy. But, yeah, so what, you're buying into the Cowboys. Cowboys, Bills. You know what? It's kind of crazy. And the same number, I'm seeing the same number for another matchup, which I know is destined for failure, but right. Buffalo Bills versus the LA Rams is also 27-1.
Yeah, I like that too. I mean, the Rams and the Cowboys, you know, it's funny because Green Bay is the one seed, but if you watch the Packers in their games against the Browns and the Ravens the last 2 weeks, they're very flawed. They're not a team that I feel bad because they don't seem like that. I mean, it's 2 years in a row. They've, you know, been in the NFC Championship game last year. They hosted it and they've lost them both. I think it'd be very painful. I think it'd be painful for Aaron Rodgers to lose another one, but I can definitely see the Rams or the Cowboys beating that team, even at Lambeau Field.
So you're not buying into the Buccaneers? You just have that dislike for Brady so much?
Well, yeah, the Buccaneers beat them there last year. They could easily do it again as well. They got to get healthy.
Injured, though. Exactly. Like, people say, oh, well, it doesn't matter. You miss this guy and that guy. Nah, it starts that up, though.
The Buccaneers are really injured. So
just for the record, it's the State Farm Special, Jake from State Farm Special, the Super Bowl favorite matchup. Kansas City versus Green Bay is plus 650. Kansas City versus Tampa Bay, the rematch is plus 950. Buffalo Bills versus Green Bay, 13-1. That's possible. Kansas City versus Dallas, 14-1. Kansas City versus the Rams, 14-1. Buffalo versus Tampa, that's one I don't want. I would not want Tom Brady. I don't want to see Tom, like the Bills and Brady. I don't want it. I know what happened last year. We got screwed last time.
That being said, they came very close to beating them a few weeks ago.
Screwed by the refs.
Screwed by the refs. There's some terrible calls in that game, especially in overtime on the spot and everything else. No, I agree 100%. The Bills, but I think the Bills can win that game. Anyway, listen, I guess I'm a little cocky after last week. I feel like after watching the Bills play that way, I know what they're capable of, and I know they're good enough to beat any of these teams. But, you know, I'm gonna channel my inner sports rage for one sec. Gabe, if you don't mind. Why the hell are there no football games this week up until Sunday? 2 weeks left in the season, and you get no football till Sunday. It's ridiculous.
Because of the balls. I know. Usually they don't care. They don't care about anybody else. But the schedule is all kind of whacked out. But yeah, no. You know what? It's a good point, though. It's New Year's Day, though, Saturday after. So that's why. And then there's no Thursday game, I guess, because of the balls. I was surprised there wasn't a Thursday game. So before we get to the Michigan game on Friday night, New Year's Eve, and of course, we're going to be on live on the Sports Grid radio and television networks on Friday night. We'll be right here on Sirius XM channel 159 from 7 o'clock Eastern until midnight. You don't need Ryan Seacrest or Anderson Cooper or any of that other crap New Year's. Rocking into New Year's can do it right here on the grid with me and Dave Sharapan watching a Michigan game. But before we get to that, what do you think about the NFL card this week? You got the Colts laying 6.5 to the Raiders. And I gotta tell you, man, the Raiders have been so scrappy, Cohen. And the Colts are due for a flat spot here. And then you got the John Madden bump, man. I mean, if the Raiders, you know, John Madden passed away this week, it'd be massive for the Raiders to win. You know that's on their minds and it's gonna come up. Hey, we gotta win for Madden here this week.
Yeah, listen, the bottom line is all the COVID issues the Colts are dealing with. You mentioned Carson Wentz earlier. We don't know if he'll be able to come back because they've changed the rules. Now, you can come back after 5 days.
They changed the rule, exactly.
Wentz could come back for Sunday, but...
They changed the rules in these leagues daily, Colin, right? You're like, well, I thought the rule was this. No, they changed it an hour ago. It's like, oh, okay.
But if Wentz does not play... And Ellinger plays the rookie, and obviously the other issues the Colts are having with COVID. I love the Raiders getting 6.5. I buy a point, half point, get it to 7.5. I think the Raiders are a live underdog there. I agree. I'm not touching the Bills. Buffalo will win. Will they win by more than two touchdowns? I don't know. But some of the other games I'm looking at Philadelphia laying 3 against Washington. I think the football team has completely packed it in. You watch what happened to them Sunday night, and just looks like they're not interested. Philly's playing really well. I know that Sanders is out, but I like what the Eagles are doing. It's a short number to me. I am going to take a shot with the Bengals getting 5.5 points.
I think it seems high, this number, huh? Yeah. 5.5?
I think they keep it close with the Chiefs. I know the Chiefs have won 8 in a row, but to me, that's a high-scoring 31-28 kind of game. I'm going to take the 5.5 points with Cincy at home. I also lean Denver getting 6. I think the Chargers, there's something wrong right now with that team. And after what happened to the Houston, I don't think they just bounced back. I think Denver, who already beat them soundly once this year, can go into L.A. and play well. The Chargers are not a good home team, so I like the Broncos +6, and I like the Lions +7. Yep. The Lions, all they do is cover games. They've covered 10 games this year. They're close in every game, so they'll probably lose, but I'll take the touchdown with the Lions.
Yeah, 10-5 against the spread, the Detroit Lions. I get it, Seattle's last home game and whatever, but so what? You know, even Seattle wins. The Lions are in every football game.
Yep.
All right, so, Cohen, speaking of the Lions, let's keep it in the state of Michigan, the Michigan Wolverines. Countdown is on right now. I've been trying to contain my excitement because once I get sort of into it, there's no turning it off. Like, you know, like the Ohio State game, you know, I mean, I basically, like, stayed up all night. It was, like, 48 hours before. I was, like, fired up. The same thing. I got the same thing with the Iowa, the Big Ten game. Yeah. I got all excited like 24 hours before, and the Ohio State game, it's all I thought about, like all week, actually. Like, yeah. It's all I thought about. So this, I've been trying to, you know, wait. It's still a ways away, but man, it's getting here right now. And I stand my ground, man. I thought the point spread was stupid when it opened up, and I still think it's stupid right now. Michigan are getting no respect, getting 7.5 points here.
Well, Listen, the bottom line was Georgia was a 6.5-point favorite to Alabama in that SEC championship game, right? So that's how we should note
they lost. So I get why the number is what it is, but you know what it is exactly. They stuck to their power ratings, Cohen, even after what they just saw.
That's right. They, you know, Georgia was considered the best team in college football for the last, you know, 6-7 weeks.
Well, you and I just talked about the Cowboys, right? And we said, when's the last time Georgia won a really big game? 1980.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, dude, and let me ask you, Cohen, is it like, are Georgia in the finals every year or something like that? No.
No.
It's not like there's some power. Yeah, they're a good team, but I thought it was crazy they were favored against Alabama all year long. Like, it's just, I just thought they've been, they're not comparable. They're a good team, but they're not, they've got to prove it. Like, Kirby Smart's never won a big game still yet. I think we have the coaching edge against Kirby Smart with Harbaugh.
Harbaugh's had a terrific year, and everybody's bought in. I mean, I've watched so many Harbaugh features over the last, obviously, since the Ohio State game. It's such a huge story, right, that in the offseason, everyone wanted him fired. They all thought that, you know, it was a mistake, that he never wins any big games. And then he goes and loses to Michigan State, and it's that whole narrative is still there. And then finally he slays this. Just like how Josh Allen and the Bills slayed the dragon winning at Foxborough, he slayed his dragon beating Ohio State. And they proved that, you know, they didn't have a letdown in the Big Ten championship game. You know, you look at Michigan's team and there's studs and there's first-round picks all over the place. That's a really damn good football team. So I agree. I think it's a tight game with Georgia. I think, obviously, Georgia's defense is considered the best defense in football. I don't think it's that much better than Michigan's. I think Michigan's right there with them. So for me, yeah, I'm taking the 7.5, 8 points. Obviously, it's a homer play, too. But I think Michigan can win the game. And, you know, put your chips down and go out there. And you know what? The Wolverines, what I like about Harbaugh is, even though he's done all the things that he had to do, that, you know, win the conference, win beat Ohio State, he still says there's big-time work to be done. They're not complacent. They're not satisfied with what they've accomplished. They know there's much bigger goals ahead, and I think that Michigan will show that on Friday.
The Big E, Eric Cohen. All right, Cohen, we've got about a minute left here. What do you think about Cincinnati and Bama? You going to be taking the points here? You think Bama rolls them?
I think Bama rolls them, but they probably win by 2 touchdowns. I think it probably ends right about where the number is. Number is 13.5, 14. That's probably what Bama wins by. I don't love the game from a betting perspective, but definitely I feel like Bama's going to win. And obviously I think you and I both would love to see how Michigan can stack up against Nick Saban. Didn't go so well a few years ago when they played him in that bowl game, but Michigan's a lot better now.
Yeah, you know what? And, you know, part of me wants Cincinnati, obviously, to knock them off, but I don't think Cincinnati would be an easy matchup either. So it's not like, oh, no, the Michigan would win for sure then. Oh, Cincinnati. No, Cincinnati are badass. I think Bama win, Cohen, but I got Cincinnati covering. But happy New Year. Go Blue. Go Buffalo Bills. We'll catch up with you in 2022.
Yeah, happy New Year, all the best, and absolutely, go Bills, go Blue, and let's keep it going.
Hail to the victor, Wolverine, bring it.
SportsGrid.com, betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. What are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Great.
Thanks, Mean Gene. All right, if you weren't with us earlier, we talked about the college football bowls for tomorrow, throwing together a money line parlay to cover the day. How can it lose? How can we not go 4-0? Right? How can it lose? But I do think North Carolina is going to beat South Carolina. I think Tennessee is going to beat Purdue. I've got Michigan State beating Pittsburgh. It's going to be a fun game, though, Michigan State and Pittsburgh. And then Arizona State and Wisconsin, Big Ten, traveling, man. Those fans are crazy, the Badger fans. Are going to take over the stadium, and the Badgers will win. And, it came down. It's plus 350 right now. I think when we talked about it earlier, people clicked it. I'm going to put it in now myself. The question is, how much? So you make these decisions on the fly. Pretty fly for a betting guy. All right, let's go. Oh, wow. And $200 actually pays back $900. How can I resist? And it's in. North Carolina, Tennessee, Michigan State, and Wisconsin. And it pains me as a Michigan Wolverine fan. I could say, oh, you know what, I hope Pittsburgh beats them, but whatever. I don't bet with my heart, right? If I did, I'd be taking the Pittsburgh Panthers. But I think Michigan State are going to beat them. I don't think, without Kenny Pickett, I don't think Pittsburgh are nearly the same football team. And I don't, you know, put it this way. One team lost their star quarterback. The other team lost their star running back. What do you think affects a football team's offense more? And the other team, on one of the teams, also got back their star wide receiver. I like Mel Tucker in this game. Listen, Narduzzi, they've done a great job with Pitt, and they're turning it into quarterback U now. They got a good quarterback recruits and people transferring. They want to go there and stuff. So Pitt's got a good program. They're building this thing right now. And, you know, it's, like I said, I got a feeling. I'm telling you right now, this parlay, the one team that'll screw me on this will be Michigan State. That'll be the team. Like, North Carolina's going to win. Tennessee's going to win. Wisconsin's going to win. Watch. Like, we're going to be on live tomorrow night going, oh, my God, I effing knew it. Why'd we do it? Wow, Michigan State. Because there's one thing that I will admit, and I don't bet with my heart. I'm not telling you to take the Buffalo Bills. Look, Cohen was just with us. He's a Bills fan. He didn't just say to take the Bills. I'm not telling you, oh, take the Bills minus 14.5. Matthias is a Falcon fan. What do you think, Matthias? What do you think of the Bills and Falcons? 14.5 points. You taking the Falcons plus the points, or you think the Bills blow them out?
The Bills, Gabe. I think the Bills roll, especially after their big victory. You know, the Falcons are down, but yeah, the Bills are a much better team. I don't know how the Falcons defense is honestly going to stop them.
Yeah, the Bills, I don't know. The Bills are good against bad teams. It's the one thing they're good at. So I'll give them that. The Bills are good against bad teams, and the Falcons kind of a bad team. Yeah, like, hey, it could be a long afternoon, to be honest.
Remember, it's just, I don't want to lay 14 points. What the Bills did to the Saints, you know, on turf in the Superdome, I expect the same type of punishment against the Falcons in the Mercedes-Benz Dome.
Well, I get to see Matt Ryan turning it over and fumbling, getting sacked and fumbling and stuff like that. And, you know, could be a bad day. But so like I say, I don't like betting on teams I don't like, because it bothers me even more when I lose. I don't like losing to begin with. So when I lose when a team, I don't like them, it's like, oh, God, I would have preferred just to have been on the other side. But as I stated, I think Michigan State win. So North Carolina, Tennessee, Michigan State, and Wisconsin. It now pays plus 150. $200 pays 900, so $100 would pay 450 bucks. Still a nice payday. 200 to for 900. I've got no regret. No buyer's remorse. The play is in. So you got Rutgers and Wake Forest. We'll get to those games tomorrow. That's on Friday. Sort of sets the stage, actually. It's pretty cool for the playoff games. You got Rutgers and Wake Forest in the morning, Central Michigan and Washington State, and then we get into the college football playoff. So we talked a little bit about Michigan and Georgia. It's going to be a hell of a game, man. It really is. It's a really cool college football playoff this year. All four of these teams are really, really good. They all do a lot of good, great things. It's interesting matchups. Georgia and Michigan, it's just, you know, the pageantry, two of the bigger names in college football. Alabama's, you know, the kings of college football now. And then you get the Cincinnati, the upstart coming in here. I run into Ohio State, Cincinnati, though, representing Ohio. There's just a lot of great storylines. I mean, between these four teams, there's probably, I don't know, about 50 NFL players. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of them from Alabama, but seriously, there's a lot of them. Like, you know, Michigan. Look, everyone talks about Aiden Hutchinson, but Ajabo is a top 10 pick as well. So you got two top 10 picks on the Michigan defensive line. that, you know, NFL talent. You get into Georgia. Georgia's defensive line is freaking scary. They look like an NFL team. Massive dudes. That Jordan Davis guy is like, you know, he's a man child. Like, he's just a massive dude. Jalen Carter, Devontae Wyatt. Wyatt's another one that just flies around, you know, for a big dude, crushes you. And the thing with Georgia is, too, they rotate these big dudes. That's the one thing with Georgia. They've got depth, right, on the defensive side of the football. That's why they're so good. They've always got, like, fresh guys on the line and stuff. They're well-coached defensively. The schemes are great. Yet Michigan have a lot of talent, man. Right? Like, Harbaugh, it hasn't come together for Michigan, yet it hasn't been due to a lack of recruiting. Like, they've got a lot of blue-chip talent, right? Like, you know, even like the quarterback, people don't talk about it, but, you know, McNamara was a big-time recruit, right? He was, like, the seventh highest prospect in college out of Nevada. He's from Reno. So, you know what I mean? Like, everybody, you know, people just think, oh, Michigan, this is Cinderella. Like, Michigan had the best offensive line in the country. They just won the award for best offensive line in the country. Right? Their running backs are badass. You know, Haskins is a badass. Corum is a badass. Corum is 100% healthy right now. And interesting, too, you know, there's always perception of reality and stuff like that, but... which team in college football has the most explosive plays, 50 yards or more? Michigan. Michigan do. 17 plays this year of 50 yards or more. Like, you know, so, like, you know, that's like, if you think, like, Michigan, like, you know, Michigan score, like, basically, like, 40 points a game, guys. Right, like, if people are thinking, oh, like, Michigan's offense, this, like I said, this is an incredibly evenly matched game between incredibly evenly matched teams, talent-wise, just everything-wise. Talent-wise, like, they, you know, as far as their recruits and everything and the talent that they have, it's just they're both, it's like looking in a mirror, right? Hey, you got a bunch of dudes going on the line of the NFL. So do we, right? Like, they're just so evenly matched, so it's going to come down to turnovers. It's going to come down to coaching. It really will. Coaching is going to be massive in this game. And, you know, Josh Gattis. Josh Gattis is the offensive coordinator for the Michigan Wolverines, right? Like, people, and I see idiots in our chat, oh, Harbaugh. Harbaugh doesn't even call the plays, dumbasses, right? So, Josh Gattis has done a great job. Right. If you look at the play calling against Ohio State, it was run heavy, but they kept them off balance. Against Iowa was great. Michigan have been better this year on offense because of their aggression. And I think this is part of Harbaugh easing up. Harbaugh was too conservative all the time. And it was frustrating. It was like, listen, dude, well, you're getting these 5-star recruits and 4-star recruits, but you're not really using them properly. And then, you know, they're going to get pissed off. It was like, well, how come Michigan don't have a quarterback? Well, look at the offense you're running. Why is a big-time quarterback? Look at Ohio State's offense. Ohio State's offense, the quarterbacks are running around for yards, throwing bombs, putting up massive numbers, right? And then look at our quarterback. You want him to hand the ball off and do 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And then you're like, whoa, how come Michigan don't get a quarterback? Right? It's not a coincidence. Michigan, you know, have been much more aggressive with their play calling this year. Right? Like, Michigan... they're actually the best team in the country at it. And I was reading an interview with Kirby Smart and Georgia's players, defensive players, and they were talking about it. They said, oh, what did you see with Michigan on tape? And they said, man, these guys run a lot of misdirection and trick plays. And they said, it's really, like, complicated. They said, we understand how, like, you know, teams got burnt on it. And Michigan are good at that this year. Right, Michigan will run the ball, pass the ball, and then suddenly, boom, they'll run a reverse sort of sweep type thing on you. Right? They like the flea flicker, Michigan. Right? They'll bring in... McCarthy is an X factor here, too, the other quarterback. Right? He brings a little bit of mobility to the field for the Wolverines. It's a fascinating matchup. You know, it really is. Will Michigan stud... pass rushers, Hutchinson and Ojabo, will they be able to create pressure? Michigan don't blitz a lot. Right. So like Michigan sort of count on their front four doing damage. Will they be able to do damage against the great offensive line against Georgia? Bennett is the key. Bennett, you know, I think Michigan, if they can get to Bennett and keep him in the pocket, they can have a successful day and slow Georgia down. As a Michigan fan and better for me, I'm not really worried about Georgia's passing attack. George Pickens is a great player who's healthy now, so he's going to be playing. I don't think he's 100%, but he's going to be playing. He's a stud wide receiver for Georgia. But for me, it's like if Georgia's running the ball successfully, it's going to be a problem for Michigan. Because Michigan's strength is getting to the quarterback and, you know, causing problems and havoc, right? I think Michigan's weakness really is, and I know they're a great defense. So I don't want to say weakness. They have the fourth-ranked defense in the country. So, but I'm just sort of saying, if you want to run, sort of, you know, if you want to go on a good defense, you basically just run the ball down their throat, right? And take away their skill and stuff. Like I said, fascinating game. The total perplexes me at 45.5. I think it's a close game. Either way, whoever wins, it's a close game. I think Michigan wins the game. And I'm, you know, like I said, we're going to be on live at 7. We'll have our final prop picks and all that on Friday night, 30 minutes before kickoff. But tomorrow night on Game Time Decisions, we'll talk about this game. And tomorrow, too, we're going to get a lot of good perspectives. Brent Beard's been joining us every week. Brent Beard covers the SEC, so he's going to be the SEC perspective and Georgia, Bama perspective. Teddy Covers will join us. Teddy actually went to Michigan, except he hates them. He doesn't hate the team. I think he's got a beef with the school. A late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Miles Turner rolling in as Darth Vader tonight was pretty slick. I like it. I didn't realize it was Halloween, but I like it. Shake things up. Have some fun, right? Scotty would say, shake it up. All right, so as we stated, we got college football in the morning. It's great stuff. The bowls are sort of coming. It's the last couple of days. We're into the last stretch drive here right now. South Carolina, but follow me on Twitter, at SportsRage. I'll post the picks. We've been crushing. It's been a very good bowl season, actually. The bowls are very hit or miss for me every year. I'm never a big, you know, I always warn people, bowls or whatever, man. This bowl, the early bowl, I usually do good with these bowls coming up. Like the New Year's Day bowls and, you know, the bigger teams. And I usually don't do well with the early smaller bowl games, and I bet too much money on them. But I've been doing really well with them. The college props have been really cool. So, you know, follow me on Twitter in the morning. I'll have some college props up. They don't have them up overnight. But South Carolina, we gave you the money line parlay. You know, it's at plus 350, North Carolina, Tennessee, Michigan State, and Wisconsin. But starting off in the morning here, I'm going to be all over Sam Howell props, all right? Sam Howell, it's his last game. The kid's a stud. Everyone's talking about Kenny Pickett, man. Sam Howell, whatever, is every bit as good. It's just sort of, you know, but Sam Howell was good last year, right? Sam Howell lost a lot of talent, and you know they care, North Carolina. Otherwise, Sam Howell wouldn't be playing in this game. So, you know, I'm just telling you, I noticed this because, look, I played a teaser today, and we could have just played it minus the points and everything. Most of these college games aren't close. Doesn't mean your favorite's going to win, but, if the underdog could blow them out too, right? So, if push comes to shove, I do think Tennessee will cover against Purdue. I do think that Tennessee is going to cover against Purdue. I like Michigan State against Pittsburgh, and I like Wisconsin against Arizona State. Tune in tomorrow night. We'll have our final picks on Game Time Decisions and, of course, the Late Night Anger Management Class tomorrow night. But we're riding with the dogs in the playoff games. Michigan plus the points, Cincinnati plus the points. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge.